quickly running through the basic rules for different types of tax-exempt organizations in more detail. C3s are not allowed to participate in or intervene in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for public office. And here, I'm quoting the Johnson Amendment, the provision inserted into the tax code by the fine legislative work of former Senator Lyndon Johnson, a great son of Texas. What that means is that you're not allowed to support or oppose a candidate for public office. Or what I'm going to say is you are not allowed to engage in electioneering. Electioneering is not a word in the tax code. It is a word that I use because it's a lot easier than reading the Johnson Amendment back to you. So I'll note that this provision only restricts support for or opposition to candidates for office, but not ballot measure activity. So if you want to support or oppose a constitutional amendment or an initiative or a referendum or a bond measure in your community or state, you can do that as a 501c3, even though you're not allowed to support or oppose a candidate who may appear on the same ballot. It is, as you heard in the last session, going to count against your C3 lobbying limit, and it's going to be regulated under your state's campaign finance laws, so you may have obligations there, but it is not subject to this absolute ban on electioneering when it comes to candidate work. So for other 501Cs, 501C4s or 5s or 6s, their primary purpose can't be exempt function as defined under Internal Revenue Code Section 527A. That's a dreadful bit of gobbledygook. What that means is that their primary purpose has to be whatever their tax-exempt purpose is. And their primary purpose can't be electioneering. So if you're a C4, for example, you've promised the IRS that in exchange for your C4 status, you're going to be primarily engaged in so-called social welfare activity. But that doesn't include electioneering. So if you're primarily engaged in electioneering, then you violated your C4 status. There's a 527F tax that you may or may not know about. Now you do. If you're a 501C4 or 5 or 6, you're going to be paying tax on the lesser of the amount you spend on political activities, C3 prohibited, electioneering in other words, or on the investment income you receive. So if you're going to be a C4 that's engaged in supporting or opposing candidates to the degree that you can, you want to make sure that you keep your investment income as down to zero or as low as possible to avoid having that tax liability. I have seen C4s that have strategically sort of gotten all, structured their finances so that their investment income comes in year X and all of their political spending happens in year X plus one, just so that they can avoid 527F tax. So what about 527s? If you find that your C4 or 5 or 6 is too constrained, you want to do more electioneering, well, then the basic rule here is that you want to set up a 527 because that's all they do. If they do anything else, they're going to pay tax also under Section 527 on their non-political expenditures and also on their investment income. So what that boils down to is that whatever electioneering is, and we're going to talk about that in a second, C3s can't do it at all. C4s and 5s and 6s can't do too much of it, and 527s can't do too little of it and really shouldn't do anything but it. And that middle bullet, how much 501c4s and 5s and 6s can do without blowing their tax-exempt status, is actually something that the IRS and Treasury and Congress have not actually defined for us. After the so-called scandal in 2013 that the IRS was found to have scrutinized a little bit too aggressively, a number of C3s and C4s engaged in lobbying and political activity, there was a move by Treasury and the IRS to actually write some regulations defining how much political activity C4s and 5s and 6s could do, and Congress put the kibosh on that. They have actually passed legislation on every appropriations bill since then, forbidding the IRS and Treasury from proceeding with that rulemaking. I will be watching with great interest with a new administration and a new Congress to see whether that continues. I think there is a small chance that by the time I next talk to you about this, if I ever get another chance to do so,